The therapeutic use of pets as companions has gained increasing attention in recent years for a wide variety of patients. People with AIDS or cancer, the elderly, and the mentally ill. Unlike people with whom our interactions may be quite complex and unpredictable, animals provide a constant source of comfort and focus for attention. Animals bring out our nurturing instinct. They also make us feel safe and unconditionally accepted. We can just be ourselves around our pets. Research has shown that pet ownership can reduce stress-induced symptoms. In a study, people undergoing oral surgery spent a few minutes watching tropical fish in an aquarium. Their relaxation level was measured by their blood pressure, muscle tension, and behavior. It was found that the subjects who watched the fish were much more relaxed than those who did not watch the fish prior to the surgery. Other researchers have found that petting a dog has been shown to lower blood pressure, and that bringing a pet into a nursing home or hospital can uplift people's moods and enhance their social interaction. We should point out here that pets can be a source of stress to some people. They may worry who will take care of their pets when they die. In most cases, however, the need to take care of the pets gives a reason for living to many terminally ill patients, prolonging their lifespan. It is surprising that it does not matter what the pet is in order to get the therapeutic benefit. It could be a dog, a cat, a parakeet, a goldfish, or anything else. The only thing which matters is that the animal is of interest to you. However, it is important that the pet you have selected fits your temperament, living space, and lifestyle. Otherwise, it will be an additional source of stress. So have a good look at the pet and see whether it is a perfect match for you.